Hello everyone, welcome back to Cape Overland. This is Tufts WMFO in Medford. Unfortunately, my show is no longer in the studio just because we're in the winter now, and this is my first show in a while just because I haven't been able to like keep up with doing the mixing and doing it on my own while also like making somewhat of a script. As you might notice, this show isn't going to be as organized as it usually is. I'm just playing some songs and just saying a little bit of commentary, but it's much harder to save a commentary when I'm not directly in the studio and I have to do a recording. Also, if there's any sound, I'm not really using a good mic. I'm just using my computer and I'm in an apartment with quite a large amount of electronic and other noises, so it may not be the best. Anyway, welcome back to Cape Overland. This week we're going to do AGR. But usually not my style of music, but I thought it would be really interesting to play some of their works, since they definitely have some bangers under the name. So, history. AGR is an American indie pop trio consisting of three brothers, Adam, Jack, and Ryan Metzger. I think I first heard of them in 2018 with Burn the House Down, and they've been slowly getting more and more popular as an indie pop and rock group, utilizing electronic elements. They currently have three albums under their belt, with new songs expected to come out soon. AGR has top-tier mixing and production with a lot of interesting chord choices. The main singer especially has a really cool voice with a really specific tone that really makes the songs and just the use of his voice and the mixing and all that really iconic of the group. It just made him really particularly memorable. So we're going to start with the first album now, which was in 2013, the album called Living Room. And so this debut album, released in 2013 with a happy-go-lucky vibe, contains some real bangers. The voice of the vocalist isn't yet set to the tone that is utilized in later songs, which I think some of the other brothers are actually joining in for some of the lyrics in this album. So let's go right into I'm Ready, which I've just noticed is actually a SpongeBob reference. SMH my head, I should have realized that sooner. So this is I'm Ready, 3 minutes and 47 seconds, and hopefully the mixing will come in.
Thinking when the bass starts ringing, can you tell me when you're stoked to start? Are you ready for tonight? Setting it on fire, and we'll dance until we're dumb in the dark. My lady, I know what you're thinking when the bass starts ringing, can you tell me when you're stoked to start? Are you ready for tonight? Setting it on fire, and we'll dance until we're dumb in the dark. Thinking when the bass starts ringing, can you tell me when you're stoked to start? Are you ready for tonight? Setting it on fire, and we'll dance until we're dumb in the dark. My lady, I know what you're thinking when the bass starts ringing, can you tell me when you're stoked to start? Are you ready for tonight? Setting it on fire, and we'll dance until we're dumb in the dark.
I'm ready. your name.
That was I'm Ready by AGR, the first song of the 2013 Living Room album. So this album, as I explained, just a really happy-go-lucky vibe. This song is just really good with like that SpongeBob reference at the beginning with the I'm Ready being repeated a large amount of time throughout the songs. Just gives us a really good vibe, and the other brothers joining in for the choruses and just a really good composition. And so we're about to go into the next song, which is AGR Infinity, and I hope you guys enjoy it. That'll be 4 minutes.
Was it all in my head? In an empty bed? And I told you that I need you, baby, can't you see I'm alone? Oh, oh. I was lost in my feet on an empty street. So I stained your seat infinity, forever figures 5 and 3, you know.
Should have been, oh my lady, can I have this day? All our troubles gone, like when we
Just a really nice ending chord at the end there. I really like that song. Probably one of my favorites of your early works. So we're about to go into the next album, but I just wanted to mention the song Thirsty by AGR, which if you like the songs I just played, you probably should check out, and has a really funny yodeling part. So in 2015, we have Let the Games Begin, which is just a release. The group starts developing their style with the addition of a trumpet into the recording of a song, which will be used in the following album. So this is Let the Game Begins in 2015.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin. Gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin. Keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin. Go!
So that's 2015 AGR, Let the Games Begin. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to redo all the recordings I've done of my voices, so I can't really be listening to all of the songs again just because it would take me a really long time. But just a really good intro of that song, just the trumpet riff used, it's just really powerful, a really good melodic element. But yeah, we're about to go into the next songs, which come from 2017 and the release of the album The Click, with starts with Overture, which quite funnily starts actually with a click. So here we go. Recording starting now. Overture starting with a click. And then piano.
I'll be there next time. after it all, I just really. Should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? But I'm or should I follow the click in my ear? Should I go for more clicks this year? Or should I follow
the... Interestingly enough, I put my own click in my ears. And so this was overture of the album The Click. Interesting that they start the overture song with a click. And actually end it with a click too. The next song I'm playing is I'm Not Famous. It's explicit, but I'm going to try to bleep it. But I don't really know how to bleep, so... I might fail miserably, but here we go into I'm Not Famous. And then I'm actually going to switch directly into the next song because I kind of want to practice doing a transition. So we're going to go from I'm Not Famous to Burn the House Down, which is a kind of a more electronic song, but it's definitely what got me to like AGR. I just think it's a really good song.
When my haters, when my haters, I don't got them, I'm not famous, no. Should I do and say that's my favorite thing, that I'm not famous, no. And I'm never on TV throwing up on an LA street. Nobody judges me cause I'm not famous, no. Paparazzi, you're setting all time low. Paparazzi, they don't care where I go. When my haters, when my haters, I don't hate it. Nobody knows my quirks, cause I'm not famous, no. Everyone got their habits, but you'll never hear what mine is. Best thing about my life is I'm not famous, no. Paparazzi, you're setting all time low. Paparazzi, they don't care where I go. When my haters, when my haters, I don't got them. No. It don't matter what my name is, I don't got one, I'm not famous, no. And I don't hate it, no. I keep it light, stay out of the fight. No one's gonna listen to me. If I write a song preaching what is wrong, will they let me sing on TV? Should I keep it light? Let it go, walk into the show, gawking at the tricks of your sleeve. Too good to be truthful, I'm in a room full of entertainers and thieves. Used to let it go. Should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get shit done? Used to hang my head low, now I hear it loud. Every stranger from Twitter is gonna burn this down. Way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me stand in the light.
So that was AGR, Burn the House Down, definitely one of my favourites by them. I really like how it's much more of a mix of electronic elements than their previous songs, especially with like really synthy bass, which where the song starts and ends. It seems like AGR really likes the idea of starting with something like a melodic element, like as in for the trumpet of an earlier song we played, and then just ending it with that exact same riff or something else. So we're about to go into the end of a 2017 album, The Click, and going into the song Sober Up, which has some really, really cool violin parts. And so I hope you'll enjoy it. The song will be 3 minutes and 39 seconds and is about to start. So I'm just waiting a little bit since I have a song to play in 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Hello, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it go again? Goodbye, goodbye. back. I said to my bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up and maybe numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it going again? I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. And I wanna feel something again. I just wanna feel something again. How's it going? Won't you help?
Sober Up, which is her last song for the 2017 album. Just really good song. It's rather sad, and some of the lyrics, especially with At Least We Try Staying in Touch, really get me, because considering how hard it can be sometimes, especially as we move on to college. And so here we have 2019 with the album Neo Theater. And I'm going to start it with Birthday Party and just play some of the beginning, which I find really interesting.
This hospital's got lots of crying kids. A minute ago I did not exist. It's nice to finally meet my relatives. I bet it's always gonna stay this fun. I bet it's easy staying away from drugs. I bet our parents always stay in love. Always stay in love.
Me, wow, they wouldn't laugh. So me and all my people gonna be stepping in time.
Wow.
Me,
so thank you for coming to my birthday party. I'm 1 minute old today, and everything is going great. Thank you for coming to my birthday party. I'm 1 minute old today, and my minute's been going great, and I hope it stays that way. Instagram's a load of fun. It's best to show the best of everyone. I bet it never bites us in the bum. I bet my ignorance.
And so here's the next song from the 2019 album, which is Don't Throw Out My Legos. So here we go.
Thank you. back of my head. Cause I leave the nest this coming December to make it as a grown man. I'm not to lose, I only defenders. I'm packing up whatever I can. Don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? Back home. Oh no. Don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? Back home. Can we keep my Legos at home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. People want shirts with the brand name on it. And suddenly we ain't so bad. Saved up enough to rent an apartment far away from mom and dad. Been waiting for today, but all I can think to say is, oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home? Back home. Oh no, don't throw out my Legos. What if I can't let go? What if I come back home, back home? Can we keep my Legos at home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. Can we keep my Legos at home? Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on. It's cold out there, you're standing there, you're trying to face your greatest fear. You're shivering, you're trembling. It's warm in here, so come back in. Cause I wanna move out, I don't wanna move on.
So that's Don't Throw Out My Legos by H.E.R. A lot of his songs, as you might realize, are a mix of just really happy sounding with some quite deep lyrics that touch a lot of people, especially people of college age, I would feel. Just some really good songs in general. I wish I could speak a little bit more about the technicality of it, but I haven't prepared enough for it. But here we go into the next song, which is in 2020, the release of Burmaland, which is a really good song, but I played a lot with my current roommate, Ryan. So here we go, Burmaland 2020.
Burmaland, here I am. I got 7 haircuts, and now my hair is all gone. It's sad, but I've been alone for too long, so I keep getting haircuts. It's my all-time low, and I just can't wait. bank account gets so low, even zero. So next year, when I buy that first beer, I'll be a goddamn hero. The quicker I'll say, finally, here I am. Ryan being filmed.
Get out!
He can't. It's, oh my god.
Right, and so just in that part, I think like that's a cool part with a bridge, just for different instrument being used, where he starts with a voice and then it's transformed into the sound of a trumpet and then into something else. There's a sitar, there's a xylophone. It's just really, really good. It's quite unique too. Here we go into other songs now that are not part of AGR. And so what I want to talk about first is a group I've recently re-noticed. It's not really a group. It's unbelievably comes from a video game company that has done some kind of K-pop songs, but are mostly just EDM genre stuff with some Korean lyrics and other stuff. So here we go into More But KDA, which is a Vocaloid group from Riot Games, which is the developer of League of Legends. And who would think that, like, they would make better music than their game? Like, just incredible music with incredible sound design. And so many people have talked about it. Just look it up online of people just going crazy of how good their songs are in production values. So here goes KDA More.
KDA, should we show them how we do it every day? Kali that girl, Kali go girl, Kali gon' stop, Kali gon' skirt, Kali got a job, Kali go to work, to go on Jenna, don't get burned. Num chahalamer than a buffet, trigger up shana like a buffet. Nuga got me on my half, come on your chima, that's a rock day. I get when you're more cause I'm better than
you. Keep on the shit, you're the money.
But all of my numbers are talking, babe. Put on my messes, monopoly. No jongi, don't need no remoney. Pido up the non, it's the demon, the don't go get it, go get it, go get it. The mission, the normal, the motor, good, and all the good, and cause I got a different.
Is life upon the throne. 시작하면 끝을 보는 거야. You want more. 너 I got it so deep though. You look like you could use some more. 너 I got it and never running low. Yeah, I got more than enough. Set it up and away. You know I got it like bum bum. Blow your mind. Never giving less than it's how it'll stay. You know I got it like bum.
And just, it's a rather slow tempo song, which is an electronic dubstepy sound, as well as just a really strong electronic kick. Just like this song being pushed forward. artist on Wendy. She's so good. And the ad libs with Seraphine. Thanks in part to my terrible ass play.
So just an amazing song with like an unreal amount of production values and everything. Just everything seems so planned out, and it's so weird that it's actually coming from a video game company, which is Riot Games, and this was made for the game League of Legends. So this is just like a Vocaloid group. Just insane. The production value, as I said really quickly before, and as a lot of people have said on YouTube, it's a really slow song, really slow tempo, but it's pushed by a lot of like dubstep elements that are like hidden and be like hidden behind the kicks and everything else, because they go boom, 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 boom. It's just really impressive everything that they've managed to do. But yeah, that was KDA, and honestly, I think I may just do them for my next show just because how awesome it is, and how awesome the group is, just about international it is and everything else. But here we go into a song released by Fox Stevenson somewhat recently, which is All Eyes on Me. Props to Fox, the song is just amazing. It's like in his old style, and here we go.
And I'm gonna stay here every day, 'cause I don't feel like going places. I've been circling the drain, getting caught up, can't explain. Oh, maybe I'm hopeless, but I ain't lost hope yet. Feeling in my right mind. Got a private little oasis, and I'm gonna stay here every day. Cause I don't feel like going places. I've been circling the drain, getting caught up, can't explain. Oh, maybe I'm hopeless, but I ain't lost hope yet.
Just that mix between the electronic sections with just a really, like, really pushed up trumpet, like, it's drum and bass, it's awesome, it's fast. But then you have that mix with a bossa nova rhythm, which is a boom, ka-poom, ka-poom, ka-poom. Like, it comes out of nowhere, nobody would expect that. I just think Fox Stevenson really went out of his way of making this song feel really, like, familiar for artists who really know him well and who have been listening to him for a while, but at the same time, having this be so entirely new and fresh, introducing Latin elements, and also the sounds he used for that bass and the notes he used and the composition of everything is just amazing. I'm frankly very, very impressed with this song, and the quality of the stuff he's released this year with, like, Don't Care Crown and other stuff is just really, really good. And so now it's more of a pop thing, which comes from Madison Beer, which is one of the artists working with KDA. But this is Madison Beer Boy Shit, and it's just really well produced, and I was so surprised. But here we go, Madison.
I'm letting you in, you're letting me down. I swear when you talk, you're just like the sound. One too many times I let you ruin my life. Cause I thought you would change, but I see it now. All the yelling and kissing and fighting, we never could see eye to eye. Cause you might seem like a man, but you're not one in your mind. Yeah, I'm back on my shit and it's tempting to call you and see how you're doing. But I couldn't understand you if I tried. I don't speak boy shit.
Like, where did that come from? just how I mentioned, like, the same thing for Fox Stevenson. Like, I'm a sucker for, like, a really, really good bass. And just whatever Madison Beer went up for, like, whatever she asked, she really went, make this go hard. This song is amazing. The lyrics are good. Like, a good reference to BS and other stuff. Just a reference to just life in general and what she's thinking. Just has a really raw and good amount of energy in it. But then just the whole instrumentation, which starts with, like, the just the guitar part at the beginning with ta-na-na, ta-na-na, just repeating is amazing and mixes so well with everything else. It's just insane amount of production value in this too. And just how hard it goes with everything. But just now I would like to mention really fast, because I haven't done a PSA, I don't really know what to talk about, so I'm just going to copy what Jago said in his show, which is password security. Making your password as long as possible and including as many different characters as possible is extremely important in order to make your password as secure as possible. We live in an age where your accounts for different things can be hacked, which can be very scary and can take a while to get all your information back. So just make your password as long as possible, since the time taken to crack your password increases exponentially based on how many... how long just your password is. Well, thank you everyone for listening in. This was Tufts. This is Tufts WMFO Medford, in Medford. This was Cape Overland, and I just can't wait to do my show next week. I will be putting a lot more effort into it. It's just been very hard to get back into mixing and other stuff and using the DAW that I use and just not really having a mic or anything. So this is medium quality stuff that I can put out, and but I hope it will be good for next year and for next week, because I'll be repeating my show. But hopefully it will go well. And I think that's about all I have to say. See you guys next week. And I probably might be doing something with KDA just because I've been obsessed with it. But I also might change and do something else. But thank you for tuning in. This was Cape Overland.